Heck yeah, I like your background.
Live on Coffee Party USA Radio, COCW's Canna Corner with Candace Dyer.
Hey everybody, what's up? How are y'all doing? I'm trying to find y'all on Facebook. There it is. Everybody, what's up? Okay, that way I can follow y'all's comments. How's everyone doing out there? I'm so excited today. It's going to be a great show. For those that don't know, I'm Candace Dyer. This is Canna Corner, brought to you by Cannabis Open Carry Walks, the Human Solution International, Coffee Party USA Radio. I take liberty with my coffee. And of course, we represent the Walk for Change. And we are trying to let everybody know about this walk we have going on. It's a walk across America. And it's not just for cannabis rights, which is, of course, what we fight for here in Cannabis Open Carry Walks, but it's also for all human rights. So y'all, if you know anyone who is in a group or a bunch of activists that are ready for some change, then hit up Walk for Change at www.walk4change.us. Be a volunteer, be a sponsor. We are asking for all human rights activists to come and join together and unite, because that's the only way we're going to get stuff done, is when we unite together and we start working on these causes all together. We're going to be walking from Southern California starting in September 20th, going all the way to Washington, D.C., y'all. Like I said, uniting is the only way we're going to get things done. So we need to join together. Walk. This is going to be amazing, y'all. I know people are thinking, walk across America, how are you going to do that? Well, let me tell you, we are going to be doing like a leapfrog thing. So starting in Southern California, the people from Southern California are going to be doing this walk. And some people are going to walk for like 4, 8 hours, 2 days, depending. And they are going to leave and rest. And somebody's going to come in and take their place. And this is going to happen all over the United States. So there may be the main walk going this way, but Texas here and Burleson's going to be having a walk going from Racetrack in Cleburne all the way to Burleson Police Department. So there's going to be little walks all over the United States going on, as well as the main route going on. So this is how we expect to get this done. Now, we know there's so much stuff to change, right? So this ain't just going to happen this year. This is something that's going to continue to keep happening. We're going to keep joining all these activists together to start fighting these human rights one by one. Like our water, we have the right to safe water, y'all. Our water is disgusting. Flint is still going on. Flint is still having to pay for their water. This is bullshit. Stuff like this. The cops killing people, African Americans being looked at like in racist, horrible ways by the cops, and they're just stopping these people more. It shows it in our statistics that yes, African American and Hispanic people get pulled over way more than Caucasian people. Now, I'm not saying I'm anything like African American or anything, so don't get this wrong, but I have noticed how police do profile you. As everybody knows, on the back of my car, it says free the weed. When I get out of my car and I'm fixing to go to walks, I have walked into Racetrack in all my free the weed gear, and two cops are outside the gas station. So I get in my car and I start heading to the Fort Worth walk, and they pull me over. Why did they pull me over? They pulled me over because they said that my tags were out. But the thing is that they didn't know that until they pulled me over. So yes, you can get profiled. It does happen. And our brothers and sisters of a different skin color do get harassed a lot more than us. And all they're looking for is for us to admit that and to try and help fight that, y'all. It's not too much to ask for. So we need to acknowledge the fact that it does happen, acknowledge the fact that racism still does exist, and show compassion and understanding. You know, they're all human beings. We are all in this together. We all need to be treated equally. The end. That's all there is to it. So I'm not seeing any comments today. So if you are commenting, I'm so sorry. I see that Tammy Winkles is watching. Hey girl, what's up? She will be performing at CanaFest. Today we are going to have the Sarge on in just a second. I got a few announcements to make, but we are going to be talking about CanaFest Plus, a couple special guest speakers to tell us a surprise. This is so exciting. So y'all stick around with me. And the first thing I want to say is that, of course, we got CanaFest going on September 5th and 6th, Labor Day weekend, Crystal Beach, Texas. We do this every year for the past, this will be our third year. And so y'all come out. If you are in the Crystal Beach area, Labor Day weekend, y'all come see us. We're going to have be talking a little bit more about this with the Sarge. We're going to have live music. Hey, Karma B, love, what's up? We're going to have speakers, guests, man, it's going to be amazing. And of course, we're going to have the COCW crew out there meeting everybody, shaking hands. This is a great time for us all to get together because, as y'all know, Texas is a big freaking state. So we don't get to see each other much. We just talk on Facebook as we organize these walks all over. So it's amazing to be able to go on the beach and have some fun with our brothers and sisters of cannabis activism and get together and have one big party. So y'all come join us. We are going to be letting everybody know about, of course, the Walk for Change I just talked about. And since that's going to be starting September 20th, so this is going to be like, hey, y'all, it's almost time. Come on, get together. One last get together. Hoorah before we go on that walk. So let's see, what else? Oh, I wanted to give a big, huge shout out to our sponsors. Of course, we have thestashbox.com, y'all. Use the code COCW and you will get 10% off your order. Also, go green.
Virtual town hall.
Yes, I will talk about that in just a minute. I'm not there yet. Also, go green at www.gogreenbotanicals.com. GoGreenBotanicals.com. If you use the code COCW again, you get 15% off there, as well as come and took it, y'all. We have all their merch now on all our walks. So if y'all are wanting to get any come and took it merch, they got shirts of all different colors. These are very, very good quality shirts. And we have almost every color you can think of. They are donating all this to us. We pay them half of what we get, and then the other half goes to COCW, y'all. So big shout out to Come and Toke It. Find them at comeandtokeit.com. Town hall meeting that Bobby was just talking about. Bobby, would you like to get on and talk about it? I've got all the information right here if you want me to do it.
Well, it's your show. You do.
Yes, but you tell it so well. This is your baby. You set all this up, so.
Well, okay. All right. Boom, look at that. Cannabis Open Carry Wall, Canna Corner.
Heck yeah.
Got like my green screen?
I love it.
We got to stay with the flow. So, yes, yeah, Saturday, 3 o'clock on the Walk for Change page, on the Cannabis Open Carry Walks Facebook page, on the Walk for Change YouTube channel, on a host of other pages, including KM420, Raina and Farris channel, for example.
Yes.
We're going to be on there. We're going to be on Wendy LaVege and Topher Kogan's page. Broadcast live starting at 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central, noon Pacific, 5 hours. Marvelous guests, Neil Franklin is one of our keynotes. Major Neil Franklin retired as one of our keynotes from the Law Enforcement Action Partnership. Used to be Law Enforcement Against Prohibition years ago, just to give you an idea of the direction that's coming from.
Wow.
Dr. Joseph Beasley is going to be on a panel. The head of the Social Justice Committee for the American Bar Association, Ashley Baker, is going to be on. Nurse, cannabis nurse, Janice Champagne, and cannabis doctor, Mary Clifton, and cannabis psychiatrist, Dr. David Raven, are going to do a healthcare panel for everybody.
Heck yeah.
Live performances from the great Fernando Perdomo and award-winning jazz pianist Mike Del Ferro. Live performances. Yeah. Going to be introducing the Walk for Change anthem. Tanya Sand is going to tell her story. Larissa Bolivar from Colorado is going to be talking about some legislation she just got passed.
Wow.
We're going to have a blockchain panel to talk about cryptocurrency and the empowerment of the world. It's going to be a lot of fun, everybody. We're going to have some fun, and we're going to talk about some very serious things. We've got Native American Charles Vargas going to talk about us from Apache Nation, and the list goes on and on.
Wow, it sounds like a lot of fun. I can't wait. June 20th, right?
June 20th, 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 Central, noon Pacific, 1 Mountain. Be there, be square.
Heck yeah, I can't wait. I'm so
everywhere.
Excited.
Everywhere, we're going to be amazing. Everywhere. It's going to be on Twitter, it's going to be on Facebook, it's going to be on YouTube. You can't miss it. You're driving down the street, you better have us on in your ear. That's all I can say.
Heck yeah. Thank you so much, Bobby. That was great.
You're welcome.
Cool deal, y'all. So I see Mike Ung in the house. We'll go ahead and get him on. He's with Mountain High 10 Radio, and he will be with Lots of Locks. He will be headlining our Saturday event. So, get him on here. Mike, what's up, dude? It's going to be really great, Karma. I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing. Hey, what's up, Mike? This is the Sarge of Mountain High 10 Radio, y'all.
End device. All right, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Oh, I can hear you now. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Thank you for having me on here.
Always, always. Anytime you want to come on and tell the world anything, you just let me know and I'll get you on here so you can say what you got to say. I know you got a lot going on in Colorado, right?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You want to tell everybody how they get a hold of you with Mountain High 10 Radio first?
Yes, we are an internet radio station that pushes out nationwide and worldwide on internet radio. We push out a Mixler, TuneIn, World Wide Web. We have entertainment on our Facebook platform, Instagram platform, and we're starting to push to other video streaming platforms such as YouTube, Twitch, Mixer as well. Our main three trifectas of entertainment here at Mountain High 10 is music, especially local up-and-coming artists, cannabis, and gaming now. So we have three segments with Mountain High 10 Radio for everybody that, you know, has an interest in cannabis, gaming, or music. This is the platform.
Heck yeah. I know I catch a lot of your shows. They're very fun. They're very, you know, wake and bake it. I'm not an early riser, as you know, probably know, but I always try and catch your shows later and share them around. I love what you do.
I like to save them so people can go back and watch them when they don't have, you know, when they're free and whatnot. Cause I know people work throughout the day. People got lives and whatnot.
Right. Yeah, but it's always a lot of fun. You play great music. You've been freaking helping us since the beginning. Yeah. So, of course, we're going to give you a shout out and get you out there.
I got a lot of love for Texas regardless because, you know, coming from Texas and having to move to Colorado for medication and whatnot, you know, I definitely support your guys' fight to legalize cannabis out there. And I would definitely like to see Texas legalized so I can come back and spend more time in Texas, you know.
Right. People always ask me, well, why don't you move? You know what I mean? Because you're one of those people that had to move to get your meds. And yeah. I'm like, you know, well, if I moved, how would the people here get help? You know what I mean? And I'm one of those people who can fight and stay. A lot of people can't live without it. So, you know, and I know you battle PTSD, right?
Correct, correct. So yeah, I deal with combat PTSD and severe anxiety, depression, you know, all of that. And I use cannabis to medicate, and I have since, shoot, I think I want to say I was medicating even the last year I was in the Army to that extent. So
right, yeah. Right. Well, a lot of people don't realize it, but they normally start smoking cannabis because they're wanting to like self-medicate, like they're having issues and they know that it helps them. So I believe that even back then, you know, it was helping me as far as my anxiety and stuff. And I didn't even realize that, you know what I mean? I'm just smoking to get high, but definitely figured out that I like that way more than I like that drugged feeling that all those pharmaceuticals can give you.
Absolutely. It's a lot more of a natural feeling. I know when I was on pharmaceuticals and medication, I was on about like anywhere from like 6 to 8 different pills every day. And it would literally turn me into a zombie. I wouldn't be able to interact with my kids, my family, anybody. I'd literally sit at home, look out my window, like, literally like what you would see in those movies in the mental, you know, in those mental wards, you know, where they're all strapped up and just look, you know, just staring out in the wall or out the window. It was pretty much like that. And then it just made my anxiety, my anger worse. To the point, you know, and not being able to go out and interact with people just really messed me up and just made things worse and worse and worse and worse, to the point, you know, where, you know, both my military and my civilian mental health doctors were both like, hey, you need to go get your med card, get on cannabis. There's absolutely nothing we can do for you here in Texas. And so that's what I did. Packed up, moved, and ever since then, I think it was, I want to say 2015, I came out here. And ever since then, you know, I haven't touched a pharmaceutical pill. I haven't taken Tylenol, ibuprofen, Tums, nothing like anything like that. So
that's badass. I love
to
hear
stories
like that.
The only thing I have prescribed is my vitamin D pills. That's the only thing I take as pills because I do have a vitamin D deficiency, though.
Right. No, that's understandable. There are some people who have to still take medication, and that's all good. You know, we totally understand that, but they should be allowed to try this first as an option if it can help them. You know, I mean, if they need to take pharma, then that's, but at least they're taking less. Yeah. You know, if they're on
absolutely
cannabis.
Absolutely, you know, and I think it's definitely helped tremendous, and I've experienced the importance of cannabis, and if I hadn't moved and got on cannabis, you know, I'd have to say legitimately that cannabis has saved my life, saved my family, you know, saved my marriage, saved my kids. One of my middle kids takes CBD because she has epilepsy and that's been helping her ever since she's been taking it. So, she was getting seizures. She was getting it about 2 or 3 times a day. And, you know, and that's more than enough that, you know, as it is. So, once we got her on CBD, she hasn't had a single seizure, you know, period. So
that's so
really
awesome.
Helpful. Yeah.
Wow. You know, that's amazing. I know that a lot of the negative things about kids and cannabis, I guess they don't really understand that they don't have to smoke it. And they say, well, the juvenile mind, you know, isn't grown. Well, the things that I say to them is, well, what is that seizure doing to their mind? You know what I mean? It can't be no worse than that seizure is doing.
Well, I think there's definitely a difference between recreational use as an adolescent or a minor versus actual medicinal use. You know, you're actually using it for a legit, you know, medical ailment that you may have compared to, you know, letting your kids smoke weed, you know, you know, just recreationally. I think there's a huge difference. And I think that's part of the education that we've been giving, you know, the people, but we need to keep giving them because that's when people start to look at it as a bad thing. And that's not the image that we want. So,
and that's the whole reason I started this show, because I realized when I was getting out there on the streets, people were telling me their stories. And I'm like, man, you know, these stories need to get out there because that's what's going to change the mind of these people, because they may not have PTSD like we do, but they have a granddaughter that has seizures. Maybe they're willing to listen to that part of it. You know what I mean? Or they have. So we got to get those stories out there. We all got to start coming out of the closet and letting people know we are the proof. You know, we're the ones that were the guinea pigs, and we can see it works.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Heck yeah. So what do you think about CannaFest? I know you got
a huge lineup coming. I'm so excited. We're over here, you know, with the team and making plans and getting us down there. This will be my second event down in Houston. So, you know, thank you guys again, Houston, the whole city of Houston.
Always.
COCW, Free the Weed, all you guys out there for having us out there and supporting MHX. I'm really excited this year because we have some new members on our team that we're bringing out as well, DJs, producers, speakers, influencers. Because if you guys, you know, if you follow Mountain High 10, you know that we have a team of our own cannabis influencers that come on
right
every week and talk about cannabis and not just here in Colorado, because we have influencers from Canada, we have influencers from Michigan. So it gives everybody kind of a different angle, you know, from different states that are legalized and what's going on and
right,
you know, the differences.
Yeah, because it's different
states
everywhere. It's like so many absolutely different laws everywhere. It's hard to keep up with.
And then, you know, and having these influencers, especially, you know, the ones in Canada, I've learned a lot about, you know, how they deal with cannabis and their laws and what they're allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do. And it's really interesting because, you know, it's crazy how they, you know, they have it legalized. Well, okay, in a sense legalized, but it's really underground. So they can't
right
really promote it. They can't say, you know, oh, you know, this weed is from this place and that place.
Right.
Like here and, you know, in the States. So it's really interesting to understand and learn the cultural differences too when it comes to cannabis. So
right, right. Yeah, it's crazy how it's all different. You would think they'd get their shit together and figure all this out. I know Oklahoma's doing a good job with their medical program. And right. But they can protest. We can't. It's like, or not protest, sorry, petition. They can petition.
Petition.
We can't. Yeah. So the only thing we can do is get out there on the streets and tell people to vote this way. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
vote green.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we can do what we can, you know, with what we've got, you know, and just keep continuing the fight. That's all we can really do until, you know, they finally get the point, you know, and
right
get all the states legalized. So, yeah.
So, do you want to let everybody know the lineup of CannaFest, who all you're bringing out, so they can be aware
yes,
of it?
Yes, absolutely. We've got myself and Lots of Locks going to be headlining for you guys. I'm really excited for that. I've been working with Lots of Locks, and she's an amazing, amazing, amazing woman. And
she is
artist as well. And definitely the example of what local artists should be doing as artists, you know, trying to get spread, trying to get heard and make a name for themselves. We also got DJ 6ix9ine and DJ OD1 going to be spinning for us as well. I believe we've got Miss Tari Kelly from Michigan, one of our cannabis influencers.
I love her. I can't wait to meet her.
And then right now it's a 50-50 if Sativa Princess is going to make it. She just got a new job at a dispensary out here. So
she's really sweet too. I got a chance to watch a couple of her. I like her a lot too. She's sweet.
I got a really amazing team. I really love each and every single one of them. You know, so I think that's pretty much as far as our team. I think that's who's going to be there. But, you know, all the other artists on there, I'm really excited. I've got a lot of friends that are supposedly coming out too as well for this, like Little Addy the Wolfman. I heard that my brother Pete Creepy is trying to make it out there too on the lineup.
I hope so. He wrote my son, and my son and him had like some conversation from jail. So That guy, man, that just made my day. Not very many people are going to stop and write a letter to somebody's son. Yeah, they don't even know.
PJB is definitely one of those guys that care, you know, about people in situations like that. So he'll definitely reach out. And that's what I love about him. And that's why, you know, even though he's not officially part of our team anymore, he's still my best friend, you know, still my brother, you know, and whatnot. So, you know, that kind of friendship never dies.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. You know, people grow and expand and, you know, move on to do other things. And it's just amazing to watch how, you know, because there's a lot of people here that were with the COCW team, you know what I mean? And for whatever reason, they do their own thing. And that's amazing. Yeah. That's spreading it. You know, they at Absolutely, least they're still spreading that word over there, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. Hell yeah. Well, I can't wait to see you again. We had amazing time in Houston. I'm so excited, Sarge. And
we're about to turn it up. We're about to turn it up. We've got a lot of cool things planned as far as just our performance alone, you know, Team MHX's performance and setup and whatnot. So we're ready. We're going to put on a great show for you guys. And I can't wait to see everybody that's going to be on stage and performing and everybody that's part of this as well. So, and I'm just glad, despite everything that's going on right now in the world and whatnot, you know, that we're able to come together for a common purpose, you know, and that's music and cannabis, you know,
exactly.
Screw everything else right now, you know, we're trying to come together and bring something together for a better cause. So,
right. So, yeah. We're never going to 100% agree with everybody, but we can agree on the fact that cannabis needs to be legal.
Yep. Yep.
Heck yeah. So
at least we all have that in common. Thank goodness.
Right. Thank you so much, Sarge, for coming on. Big shout out. I can't wait to see you. And no, y'all go check him out one more time. Where do they find you?
You can find us at Mixlr.com/MountainHighXRadioCO or download the Mixlr app from your phone or tablet or mobile device. And once you have that downloaded, search Mountain High X Radio CO. And I just found out this past couple weeks that we're on Alexa too. So if you have an Alexa device, all you got to do is say, Alexa, play Mountain High 10 radio, and it'll connect you to the station.
Awesome.
And we broadcast 24/7, 365 days.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Sarge.
No, thank you again.
You have a great day.
It's a privilege and honor. You too.
Peace. Heck yeah, y'all. That's the Sarge at Mountain High 10 radio. I so can't wait for CannaFest. I know right now we got our special guests. We just found out today that some big news. So I asked them to come on and let y'all know. We've got, I believe, Renee McCain is coming and Stacy may be coming.
Stacy, I'm waiting for them.
Stacy, shit. I got her name wrote down. Where did it at? Oh, Clark. Stacy Clark. You're waiting for him?
Yes, they're not here yet.
Okay, let me message them real quick. Okay, I got you. I know why now. There you go, Rena. I sent you the link again. I'm sending Stacy the link again. Cool. So I'll just go ahead and talk a little bit more to y'all until we get them on. I'm so excited, y'all. CannaFest is going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. We have Lo Fuzz coming out too, y'all. Shout out to Lo Fuzz. Wait, where's it at? Oh, yeah, there we go. Lo Fuzz. We got Team Syntex coming out to speak. We've got Bobby Rodrigo, Joe Grumbine, Becca Nicholas, Tanya Sand. All those are going to be speakers. We got Chris Chambers with Vet Meds Matter coming out and talking. We've got me and my bestie, Shauna, will be up there talking. Mandy, man, the whole COCW crew will be out there. Michael Green has done a badass job setting up all the musicians. We got Shauna and Jeremy Simpson, trying to make sure I get everybody. We got Dan and Janet from organizers from Arlington, man, they rock, and they will be out there. Hopefully Hemp King will be able to come. So yeah, it's just going to be a blast, y'all. Y'all definitely don't want to miss it. Mark your calendars, September 5th and 6th. Make the drive out to Galveston, Texas. It's going to be well worth it.
Who's making the chili?
Chili?
Who's making the chili?
You making the chili?
I can make the chili. Somebody got to make some chili. We're going to be in Texas. We got to have some chili.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah. I can make some good chili. Mine's a little bit on the sweeter side, though.
We're going to be a little busy.
I know, right? I'm going to be more than a little bit
busy. You're going to be a little busy. I don't think you should be doing the chili. Not that I have a problem, but I think you're going to be a little busy.
No, I totally agree with you on that. The last couple of years, it was like, man, we didn't stop. We were just running all over the place, making sure the vendors were okay and they had all their stuff together and making sure the artists were ready. And then on top of that, we had our trailer burning on fire. So we had to improvise on several things, but it ended up working out okay.
Marvelous.
Renee, are you listening, love?
It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. The beach is amazing. It's just, in the city, you don't have a place where you can go and just look as far as the eye can see. And every time I go out to the beach, I feel like I can breathe again. Like, I got room, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Cool, dude.
Raina.
Sorry, y'all.
Raina.
There she is. Yay.
Raina, where's Stacy?
I sent her the link too. She might be coming a little late. Hey, Raina, how you doing, love?
Oh, no, you guys have a new video on. No hiding.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great. Bobby said you had to have your video on.
Okay. I don't know how to do that on. I can't say that I've really ever done this on my phone.
So you don't have to if you don't want to.
Oh, yeah. My battery isn't.
No, you're good. You're good, love. You're all good. So, how are you doing today?
Man, I am so ecstatic today. I am so happy. It's been a hell of a day. It's been busy. Right? Yes,
it's
very,
been
very
crazy. Busy. So, mm-hmm. Is Stacy going to be coming on with you?
I don't know if she's she's not coming on with me that I know of.
Ah, but she right just now, told me my phone is too old to upload it. So, it's just going to be me and you today. That's cool. We love you, Stacy.
Hey, Ganja Mama.
Well, how do people get a hold of Ganja Mama?
So you can find her under Forgettables, okay. Or you can hashtag Ganja Mama and she'll come up. I mean,
heck yeah,
really is. Yeah. Yeah. If you just put Ganja Mama in, she'll come up.
And I know that y'all just recently, had a name change. You want to tell people how to get a hold of y'all on KM420?
Surely. So we spread our wings and went on a different adventure. And so we rebranded and we are KM420 Radio. And you can find us at www.mixler.com/KM420-radio. And if you already follow the old station, then you've automatically been changed over to following us still. So you don't have to worry about that transition. So it's also, it's KM 420 Radio on Facebook and other social media, or it's also Kushmasters 420. But for the most part, it's that, yeah.
Right. Heck yeah. I'm so excited for y'all. Y'all are doing such a great job.
Thank you. And it's, you know, it's the support of all artists and everybody who listens and helps and, you know, plays a part in what we do. You know, it wouldn't be possible without all of them. So,
exactly.
You know, a huge thank you and much gratitude to all of you guys for listening and for supporting what we're doing. We really, really appreciate it.
Yes, it's awesome. It is. It takes a team to do all of it. There's so many out there that work, and it's so hard to help.
Yes, yes, there's a lot of people who deserve a lot of recognition. The list goes on and on.
Right.
But I'd like to give a special thank you to my partner with the KM420 radio, Farrah Hunter. I'd like to give a huge shout out to her. She has been great. She's helped me see new ideas, and you know, she's just a great person to work with, and she's a great partner to have in this venture. So I appreciate her.
I love Farrah. I got to play poker with her this weekend. Hit her in Fortnite, and we had a blast.
Did she win? Did she beat you? Did she take your money? Y'all played for tips, right?
Well, this time I think I was the winner. I had the most chips, but yes, she wins. She wins. She does a good job. She plays good.
What? Well, see, I haven't played poker in a long time. We used to play Nickel Annie whenever I used to play, and I've taken home pots of people's change. That's not a challenge or anything. I'll play for chips, so we got to get it going on at CannaFest, so we got to have a poker.
Yes.
If we can find the time to stop, because this is going to be a pretty lit event, man.
About 3 o'clock in the morning, we'll all get together, and we'll play some Texas Hold'em.
That'll work. I'm down.
Heck yeah. So I wanted you to talk about the lineup, and then we will announce our surprise.
Okay, so I don't have a list of everything right in front of me because I'm just really, really bad that way. So I want to forewarn that if I miss anyone, it is not intentional. And I don't mean to hurt anyone's feelings, but let's face it, I get stoned and I'm always not always professional.
It's all good. We are also putting the link. Everybody can go look at the speakers and everybody too in the thing. So if you miss any, they can see it there.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, because I can't. I mean, like it's getting so big. It's taken off, and it's so awesome to see since the first CannaFest to what it's come to now.
Exactly.
And it has been such an amazing, amazing feeling and a wonderful sight to see just the awareness of this plant, you know, really, really take off. And like, it's the topic of conversation in so many conversations now. So it's been an honor to be a part of all of that in some way or another. So CannaFest this year, I don't have a whole handle on who all the speakers are. So I'm not going to go into that. I know I'm not speaking other than closing remarks. So
Well, you can speak if you want. We're still getting speakers, so if you want,
You know, we'll talk about that. I'm a behind the scenes kind of person,
right?
So I don't know. We'll see. But let's see. For artists, I've had the pleasure of working with one of my favorite artists, and this is Nico Cashin.
Yes.
And so he'll be there. Let's see. We have Riz. That's going to be there. He's coming from Colorado, so that's really exciting to have support from out of state come. We have lots of locks who I've watched her just really grow in her career, and it's been amazing to see. So
he is wonderful, a wonderful girl.
I know, right? It's you know, every artist that I've dealt with or had the pleasure of meeting, you know, I've been able to see, you know, some part of their, you know, aspect of their career come along so far.
Right.
And so, I mean,
it's got to be so exciting watching them from little, you know, little, and watching them grow up so big, you know?
Well, that's one of the reasons why I like to do what I do with the radio station, because, you know, I mean, I like to talk about cannabis, and I like to sit there in my chair and I like to talk about cannabis, and that's fun to me, but it's also fun to listen to music.
Right.
And I'm not a musical genius, but I love to give other people a platform. And I love to be able to help with that. And so this is really, it's fun for me. It's something that not a lot of people have, you know, have really seemed to thought of doing. I mean, I don't hear radio stations on the FM dial giving a platform to local artists, really, you know. So,
it's,
you know,
like pay to play through the regular radio, I think.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like young artists that, you know, really haven't, you know, established themselves in their career, they don't have an opportunity.
Exactly. You know? Especially now with the corona, they can't even get out there right now, you know what I mean, and perform. So that's awesome that y'all do that.
Well, it's been a pleasure working with everyone, you know, that we've, you know, that we work with, and, you know, that we've worked with in the past, you know. So it's always very rewarding for me because in music for me, you see a part of a person's soul to me because they put their emotion into that and they put their thought into that. So that's a piece of work. And, you know, so it's really cool that, you know, I see or hear, you know, sometimes an artist's first piece of work, you know, the first, you know, the first person. So, you know, that's an honor for me. Back to the lineup for CannaFest, because I get so distracted. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're all good. Yeah, we're going everywhere a little bit right now.
Well, you know, it's a roller coaster ride when a ride talk. You just never know.
Well, we got time, so talk away.
Oh, so let's see. So we have the country artist, Tammy. I've had the opportunity her partners, Weldon, I believe, right? I'm probably going to butcher that up.
Well, Weldon, yes, and I believe Tommy somebody.
See, I'm so bad about names.
Tommy Mercer.
Yes, there we go. So I'm really excited about that too. You know, I mean, she seems like a very personable young lady, and she's got a lot of ambition, and I'm not a particular fan of country myself, but I know that, you know, the rest of the population in the world, you know, country is still pretty up there. So, I mean.
Yeah, my husband is a huge country fan. I'm more rap, rock, girl. And
see, everybody has their different style. Exactly. I listen to a little bit of everything, but I don't fuck with polka. I don't like polka music. I'm probably not going to play it. I might once if I like the person.
Right.
You know, but other than that, you know, mostly just because, you know, I can close my ears, you know. And that's my theory, even with the radio station, is, you know, I don't have to like everybody's stuff.
Exactly.
I like to give everybody
all different kinds of music out there.
Well, I tell people that I don't, you know, really care so much for the sound of Bruce Springsteen myself, but he's got a huge, huge audience that does.
He does have a huge audience.
So who the hell am I to say that that's not the next great work of art?
Right.
You know, I don't particularly find some pieces of art like some of them I don't find them to be outstanding. I don't understand. But to other people, they're prized possessions.
Right.
So, you know.
Heck yeah. We got to have a variety of music at CannaFest.
So let's see. We're going to have, I wanted to say that DJ CY is going to be joining the KM420 team for our DJ on Sunday.
Awesome.
For that setup. So welcome him. He'll be at CannaFest too. The Dumb Blonde rapper, she'll be there. I'm really excited. I don't know if you've heard her
new single
that she has out, but I love the emotion that she puts into all of her music, and like there's meaning behind it, and you know, and it's really cool, and I'm honored to say that she's one of my friends. So she'll be there. I really feel like I should have a list because my mind went.
Oh, you're good. You're good. Mr. Matthew will be there. I know that was one.
Yes.
I'm pulling up the list now too, so we can.
He's got such a big personality, and he's got a lot of energy. Don't let me forget about Jaime Sinatra.
Yes,
if you guys have not had the opportunity to see the amazing energy and the vibe that this man has, man, I am telling you what, you are missing out.
Definitely. We got Low Fuzz, we got Pharaoh, we got Dr. Green Dreams, a little Addy, Wolfman, B Loco Montana, Brianna Rye.
Lalo is performing with Mr. Matthew. Yes.
Cool.
We got a whole lot of people. And then we have one other addition that we added on to last night, and this was with the help of a very special ganja mama. And so the big announcement for the musical lineup is that Big Maine from Rough Riders is going to be attending CannaFest, and so I'm really, really ecstatic about this. And yo, who don't like some DMX? Who doesn't
that
like
that? That is amazing. That's so awesome. I can't believe y'all did that. That's great.
Well, I'm just ecstatic. I'm kind of an innocent bystander in that. I can't say that I took credit for any of that.
Big shout out to Stacy Clark.
Yes, yes. I mean, like, that's so amazing. And, you know, I want to give Big Maine a really, really, really huge heartfelt thank you, because, you know, this is amazing. And, you know, to change the world, it takes a little bit of us all. Yep. And now you're helping us change the world, and we're trying to change it for something better than what it is today.
Right.
And that's really, really important. So, you know, maybe if you had more well people in the world, you'd have people who thought a little bit better. Nobody ever stopped to think about that, though. But meanwhile, we've got a starved endocannabinoid system.
Right.
You know, I'm just saying.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Well, man, that is amazing. I cannot wait for CannaFest, y'all. If y'all want to figure out, we've got the link in the thing, in the Facebook comments right there. Y'all click on that. If you want to be a vendor, then hit us up. It's $100 for the 2 days on the beach to be in our little area with the live music and stuff. So hit us up, and it's PayPalMe/COCWTX is the link for that. Also, we are still taking speakers, so if you want to speak, let me know. And I think that's about it. You got anything else, Renee, would you like to tell anybody? How do they get a hold of you one more time?
You can get a hold of me. Let's see, the at symbol, whatever that thing's called.
Right.
Ganja Girl, GanjaGrrl, because there's no I in what I do. Now I'm just sitting here bebopping in my front yard, I have to tell you, because they're having band practice in my house.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So they sound fantastic, and I'm just kind of bebopping in my yard talking to you.
Heck so, yeah.
It's hey, listen, you got to find the good in life where you can.
You do. You definitely got to find the good.
Well, I appreciate you having me on here. You know, I always love to talk to you.
And, same, girl. Anytime you got any news, you hit me up and you got it.
And the same, because you know what? I really got to get you on to here and get you talking on KM420 radio, too.
Yes, as soon as you let me know a date, I'm putting it on my calendar.
Well, you know, I mean, we can do it before CannaFest, or we can also do it at CannaFest, too.
Awesome. That would be great. Yeah. I'd love to do that.
Hell yeah. All right. You guys have an awesome night, and happy Weeds Day to all of you beautiful people, and thank you for all of your support. I appreciate it very, very much.
You too, love. You enjoy your band at your house. Go rock out.
I sure will. Bye-bye.
Love you. Peace.
Love you too.
Cool, y'all. So that was Rena. They are with KM420 Radio, so y'all go check them out. Farrah Hunter, she's with her too. They are great girls, man, and they do a lot for cannabis activism. So y'all go hit them up. They play music all day long, just like the Sarge. Both great, great radio stations to listen to. So y'all go check them out. I'm also going to go ahead and read off a couple more. We got John Lee Farrell, Bishop DAMC, Creepy AKA Eric Bowen. We just talked about him. Jazzy T8 Addison, Nah to Comeback Kid, Waterworld, Jamie Sinatra, Break 903, Attacka, and the country singers that are coming is going to be Twinkle Star, which is Tammy Winkles, Tommy Mercer, Vince Rayburn, and Tracy Dawn. For our speakers this year, we have Russell Longhammer, ECOCW in Normal here in Texas. He's a great guy. He's got a wonderful story. He's had several heart surgeries. He's got a pacemaker, and cannabis is his medicine. Karen Reeves with Team Syntex Community Outreach, Farrah Hunter, KM420 Radio, Candace and Shauna Simpson, COCW, and the Human Solution International Texas chapter, as well as supporting Walk for Change. We will be up there speaking about it. Mandy Hughes with COCW and Seeds for Change, Hemp King with COCW and Lifted Cafe, Michael Green, big shout out to him. He's done a great job getting all our performers together for CannaFest. Shamika Nolan with Can I Work will be out there. Joe Grumbine with the Human Solution International and Walk for Change. Tanya San with My Pain, My Battle, My Story. Bobby Rodrigo with Coffee Party, USA Radio, and Walk for Change. Becca Nicholson with the Human Solution International, Cannabis Open Carry Walks, Walk for Change, Uncle Phil with 420 Den, and Chris Chambers with Vet Meds Matter, y'all. So it's going to be an amazing, huge event. You definitely don't want to miss CannaFest this year. Just so that y'all know, I am taking the next Monday off, because I find if we don't take days off, God makes us take days off. So next Monday is going to be my day off for Canna Corner. But the weekend after, we're going to have Wendy Love Edge, and we are going to have Rizzo. I wrote them down. Where are you? Sorry, y'all. It's hard to remember all these names. Riz and Addison, little Addie, is going to be coming on and talking about CannaFest and letting y'all know who they are and dropping their music in the links and stuff so y'all can hear a little preview before CannaFest, as well as one other thing I need to let y'all know. Glenn Keeling, Peggy Sue Kimball, they are both looking at 50 years each. It's bullshit. They got caught with 2 grams of wax, which is legal in their state. Their court, their judge told them that they can continue smoking while they're going to court. They have a medical license. This is legal in their state to have up to 2 grams of wax, but they are still looking at 50 years each. It's bullshit. We need to drop these charges. I know right now he's had all these court dates. They keep suspending him and suspending him. He is asking for us to please write a letter for leniency. Let people know that he's a community leader. And of course, if y'all know him, put some personal stuff in there. Let him know who he is, what kind of guy he is, and that he doesn't deserve to be in jail. You send those letters to GLENN.KEELING@gmail.com. So I'm going to put that link in the comments after I get off here as well. Y'all, please write him and Peggy 2 letters. One saying why Glenn shouldn't be in prison. One saying why Peggy shouldn't be in prison. These are 2 amazing people that do a lot for the cannabis community. He actually has a show every Thursday. Yes, Thursday as well. Joe's Cup of Joe show is on Wednesdays from the Human Solution International Texas chapter at 7. So we have several shows that come on, and he is one of the hosts of them. So he's a great guy. He definitely doesn't deserve this. And right now the situation he's in is they're saying they'll drop all charges against Peggy if he pleads guilty. So now they're dangling his wife over his head and saying, we'll drop the child endangerment charges. We'll drop this. And she's very sick. So he's sitting here going, oh, what should I do? Should I take the chance and end up getting both of us 50 years? Should I keep fighting? So yeah, that's the situation he's in right now. So if y'all can please write letters of recommendation, we're not sending them to his lawyer. We're just going to send them to his email. That way he can look them over first and get copies to his lawyer and copies to the prosecutor so they can present it to the judge, because that's how that works. So that's what we're doing. If you can write that letter, that would be amazing. And I will put that link in the bottom. I believe that is it. Did I miss anything, Bobby?
Absolutely not.
Oh, Tanya San on what day?
So Tanya's Zoom room is on Ladies Night is Sunday. And she also has one Sunday at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. And then Friday night is 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Tuesday night is 7 Eastern, 6 Central. It's an educational and advocacy Zoom room. If you'd like to participate, you go to the walkforchange.us, walk4change.us. You sign up for the Walk for Change newsletter. You take a screenshot of it and you send a private message to the Tanya Sands, My Story, My Battle page, and then you'll get the login information to join the show.
Heck yeah. And I will be joining with her on Tuesday at 5:30. She's a nurse and she's been through a lot of shit, y'all. They told her that they couldn't do anything else for her. She was going to die. And just because of cannabis, she is still alive to tell her story. So
4 years later.
Yes, it's amazing. I love that girl. She's awesome, y'all. So if y'all haven't checked out Tanya Sand, y'all please go look for her. My Pain, My Battle, My Story. Amazing, amazing woman right there.
I think you should put a poll on the CannaFest event page asking people what food they think they should be served at that event.
Okay.
Let's see how much chili comes up. Let's check right. that out. Yeah, let's see what we can do about that, right?
You know we eat other things besides chili in Texas.
I realize that. That's why I said do a poll. Let's do a poll. You know, I mean, yeah, there's a little bit of steak eaten in Texas, too, just a little.
Oh, yeah, steak and potatoes, spaghetti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to be on the beach, so we need to, you know, do they want some
crab broils?
Right, yeah.
Crawfish.
Right.
We're actually having a party, a 4th of July party at 420 Den there. So we're going to be cooking crawfish over there. It's going to be a lot.
You can have some jambalaya. You know, I mean, we got to have to ask people what they want on the beach. So
definitely. Yeah, I'm Italian, so I got all the lasagna and shit. And then my husband is Cajun, so we have all kinds of shit at home.
Spicy spaghetti sauce.
Yep.
Bob Diavolo. I like it.
Heck yeah. Well, thank you very much, Bobby, for coming on. I guess we are done, y'all. Peace.